Now, with that, I think I've told you some about ecology. Let me conclude with my favorite story. It's one of these marvelous little animal anecdotes that in India are simply innumerable and marvelous. This is about a tigress who was very hungry and pregnant, very pregnant also. And she came upon a little herd of goats, and in her eagerness, pounced very hard at them. They scattered, and she brought on the birth of her little tiger and her own death. When he reaches adolescence, a great big male tiger pounces on the herd, and they scatter. But this little thing is a tiger. So he's standing there. The big one sees him. He says, "What's this, you living here with goats?" The little tiger says, "Meh," and he nibbles a bit of grass. The big one is mortified. He buffets him right and left, and all he gets are these silly bleats. Well, then he picks him up by the scruff of the neck and takes him to a pond that is perfectly still. So the little tiger looks in the still water, and for the first time in his little long life, he sees his own true face. And the big tiger's there, the guru, and he says, "Look, you got a pot face of a tiger like mine. That you're no goat. You're like me. Be like me." Well, that's instruction enough. Well, the little one is now picked up and taken to the big one's den, where the remains of a recently slaughtered gazelle are reeking there in the sun. He takes a chunk of this stuff and he says, "Open your mouth." The little one backs away. He says, "I'm a vegetarian." Well, the big one says, "No more of this nonsense." Holding his face open, he shoves this stuff in. The little one gags on it. The text says, as all do on true doctrine. And having gagged, nevertheless, it got into him. And his little veins and blood vessels begin to tingle with a new truth, that he's eating his own true food. And spontaneously, he gives his first tiger stretch, and tiger, can't call it a roar yet, but something like it. And the big one says, "There we are, you know, tiger roar, course A01. Now we go into the forest and eat tiger food. And so, my friends, this is the aim of all these doctrines. Here we are, each of us a tiger living with these goats. And of course, what the sociologist deals with is our goat aspect. That's my last word for the new school.
Been listening to Oriental Mythology, the first talk by Joseph Campbell in the series entitled Eastern Way. This recording was authorized by the Joseph Campbell Foundation and produced by Electronic Educational Programs. Our theme music is by Acoustic Alchemy. For more information, please call the Foundation at 1-800-330-MYTH. That's 1-800-330-MYTH. Or you can visit us online at www.jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughan. Thank you for listening.